Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to have an exciting show on tonight in which we are going to be in the presence of the Lord, and we're going to pray unto God for his love and power. And God is going to do some great things. He's already done some great things. He's already just helped us to be able to be in a great place in God. And it's always good, I want to say this while you're on the line, it's always a great thing to be in a good place with God. You know, when we travel, whether it's seeking or vacation or wherever it is, we always say we're in a good place. We can relax, we can go to the pool, we can do all these things. But when you're in a good place with God, you allow God to have his way, and you can keep right on moving, and God can keep right on blessing. Amen? And so we want to get to that place where we're in a good place with God, that place that God wants us to be, the will of God. So we have to surrender ourselves and say, Lord, I understand, and I want you to take over everything, and I want you to lead and guide me. And that's the prayer we have to God. Amen? Amen. Once again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. We have 235 individuals on the ElfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. But we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the secret of his holy word. All right. So once again, I just want to tell you guys hello and thank you for tuning in. Oh, I feel so good. I've been just feeling excited all day today because of what God revealed in his glory. But this morning, for some reason, my glasses were all messed up. So this morning I was a little off. I mean, seriously. But God still allow me to be able to fix my glasses. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, so I want you guys to just sit back and relax and just enjoy the ElfridaLoveShow.com. I want you to get into the presence of God, whatever that looks like, whatever that sounds like, however that feels. We're going to listen, of course, to Mr. Dappy Keys. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. And that is true. There is none like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So we're going to listen to this, and we're just going to get into the presence of God, you know. And you have to be wherever you are, whether you're in the hospital, whether you're a convalescent home, wherever you are, you have to find that place with God. You have to find that place where you say, you know what, Lord, I know this is not right, but it's okay. And you have to be, you have to mean it. You can't just say, oh, I know. You can't do that. You have to really mean it out of your heart. And when you give yourself unto God, then you're able to really experience the blessings of God. But if you're all listening to the chatter and you're worried about this and you're worried about that, then you lose your faith, and then you lose your hope in God, then you stop talking to God, then you stop depending on God, and then when you walk, you're not walking in the will of God, you're off balance, you can't see because you don't have your spiritual eyes on, you can't hear because your ears are stopped up because you're listening to people who don't even know if they're going to make it the next day, then you're just on the wrong track. So I would like for each and every one of you, starting tomorrow morning, whenever the Lord blesses you to wake up, I want you to just tell God, Lord, I surrender unto you this day. We're going to surrender unto God each and every day. And we're surrendering unto God because we want to be in a good place with God. Amen. We're trying to get to that good place with God, and I experienced it actually today, a good place with God. How do you know you're in a good place with God? When you're able to continue to proceed in spite of everything, it doesn't matter what it is, when you're satisfied. And it's not being satisfied as in somebody says, I'm satisfied because I have this degree. No, that's totally different. We're talking about spiritual being satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, I am satisfied. And so we're going to put, because I know y'all want me to talk to you right quick before we get started. We're going to, of course, put 3 p.m., remember God. We're going to put, let's be a fountain rather than a drain. We're going to still give our 260 to 300, all right? That's in everything we do. And then we're going to surrender unto God. Whatever God want to do, let him do it. We're going to stop putting restrictions on God. God, I'm open. I'm available. Whatever you need to do, do it. I want to walk in your will. Now, I'm going to tell you this, because we're going to pray this thing tonight. When you surrender to Jesus, Allah, Jehovah, whomever, all right? You are giving God everything that you have, right? Everything that you have. And God is able to utilize you in a major, major way, all right? So you have to be careful what you pray for. When you tell God, I want to walk in your will, Lord, God's going to put you in this good place of satisfaction. No matter what, I'm satisfied. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be successful, you know, because the Lord already knew this, right? And so, and God is showing me a vision of his disciples sitting around. It's not a table, but they're sitting on the floor. And Jesus is teaching his disciples, just as I'm teaching you, because God has given me this. He's teaching his disciples. And he's talking about the world, and he's talking about the commandments, and he's talking about how we need to love. And God says there come a point in our lives while we're alive that we get to a place where we're satisfied with Jesus. And when you get to that place that you're satisfied with God, right, that you stop just listening to the world, right, when you get to that place, God says he's able to elevate you. He says think about an elevator. He says, elevator, when you get on the elevator, you have to press a button and the doors close. And depending on the number that you push, that's the particular floor that the elevator will stop on, right? And when the elevator stops on a particular floor, that is the floor that you pressed or somebody pressed the floor, all right? And that's when you're on the elevator by yourself. Now, when you're on the elevator with several people, God calls this the world, right? He says people press different buttons. They'll press 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 12, 14, 16. And before long, you'll be on everybody else's floor. God did not ordain you to be on everybody else's floor. He says, I want you in this place. I want you in a place where you're satisfied with God. And so God says, imagine yourself on an elevator, right? And when you get on the elevator, and we're talking about spiritually, we're not talking about anything with the world, because spiritual and the world is totally different, right? You have to get to that point where it's you and God. Because guess what? When we get ready to face our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's not going to be a crowd of people. It's going to be just you and God, me and God. That's it. God says when you get on the elevator and you ask God, God, I want you to bless me to walk in my will. Whatever you press, if you press, I want to fail, or if you press, I want to succeed, or if you press, Lord, I'm open to you, that's what you're going to land on, right? And so God is saying that Stop listening to the negativity of the world. Stop looking at situations, right? Because God says that healthy people perish. He talks about that. And so we as Christians, we have to put our faith and trust in God, and we have to believe. Amen? Amen. It's not to scare anyone. It's just the true facts about life. So we're going to add that one. We're going to surrender unto God and not right, but it's okay. That doesn't matter. What matters is, are you in a good place with God? That's the question. Are you at this particular time in a good place with God? And my answer is yes. I really do. I feel like I'm in a good place with God. And that's why God is going to continue to bless, because I'm in a good place with God. Are you in a good place with God? Are you in a good place with Allah? Are you in a good place with Jehovah? Are you in a good place? And we're not talking about a physical place. We're talking about with God, your relationship. Because when you have a relationship with God, you know he's going to take care of you and he's going to see you through. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray unto God. I love you, Lord, today, and there is none like you. I want you to get into your prayer position. I always dim the lights, and the reason why I dim the lights is because I don't want to look at any pictures on the wall. I want to just focus on our Lord and Savior. I told you that we have the ear of the Lord, and God hears everything. We have the ear of the Lord, and it's not anything like anyone else doesn't. But at this particular time, while we have the ear of the Lord, we might as well pray unto the Lord. Amen. And so we're going to pray unto God. We're going to pray for individuals that who are going through surgery, individuals who are coming out of surgery. We're going to pray for families. We're going to pray for missing children. We're going to pray for our soldiers. We're going to pray for our spirituality, healing, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power, love. We're going to pray for our hearts and our minds. And we're just going to pray unto God. And we're going to pray unto God for different new beginnings and that are exceedingly abundant. We're going to pray for that. And we're going to pray for different religions. You're going to hear, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to stop because the Lord is speaking. You're going to hear some things about religion, right? People are going to be talking about religion because religion is going to be a hot topic. Because I told you, I'm going to say this just once. I told you about the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so things are going to begin to occur. You're going to hear about it. And then you're going to hear about religions. And it's going to become very bold and prominent. And that's God's will, because he wants us to focus on him. And at the end of the day, what everybody will figure out is that we're only talking about one God, one Jesus Christ, right? So that's going to come up. But we're going to go ahead and get into our prayer position. We're going to pray to God. We're going to talk to God. And you pray to God where you are, in your home or wherever you are. You pray to God as well. So I'm going to get ready to turn off the lights here. We're going to get ready to pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and then you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and you helped us to make it through this day. We realize and recognize that there are people who are in the hospitals, going through surgery, coming out of surgery, those who are thinking about going in, and we ask right now, would you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Would you bless their hearts and their minds to remain strong? And would you bless the doctors and nurses and family members who come in there, Lord? Bless them coming in and going out. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are just out there wondering and don't know where to go or who to turn to, but we serve a true and living God, and we know that we can take everything to prayer, and we know that everything's going to be all right. Lord Jesus, we ask, would you bless those who say, pray for me, and bless those who continue to trust and believe in you. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in organizations and in businesses and schools and universities. Would you bless each person? Would you bless the instructors and those who are in charge to be able to continue to lead their organizations to success? Then, Lord, we ask, would you look at our old rugged hearts? Would you clean our hearts and our minds so that we may love and we may forgive? And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering all of our prayers. We thank you for the valleys. We thank you for the hills and mountains, Lord. And we thank you for everything you've done this far. And, Lord, we surrender unto you our hearts and our minds. And, Lord, we ask, would you fix every crooked thing? And would you bless us to be in a good place with you? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your coming. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your return. And Lord, we give our eyes unto you because there is glory. We give our ears unto you so that we can hear your revelation. We give our hearts unto you, which is love, and we ask that you continue to bless us to walk in your will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person who's listening on the line. We ask that you bless them all together, then bless them one by one. We thank you, Lord, for the newcomers. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who have prayer concerns. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are just not in a good place with you, who are not satisfied, who are worried and skeptical. We ask, would you give them the courage and would you give them the understanding and knowledge, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to remain focused on you. We thank you for the platforms you have set before us. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you multiply individuals who have your best interests in mind? We thank you, Lord, for the new connections. We thank you for the new projects. We thank you for all those individuals who will come because they are interested. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to magnify who you are and uplift who you are and help us to continue to trust and believe in you. Lord, we thank you for everything that we've been through. We say thank you because we know that there's a blessing right there. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preached word. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation and the prophecy. We thank you for the gift. And, Lord, we ask as we continue to go on our journey, would you bless us to remain focused on you? Would you set people in place who have the best interest of God in mind? Because we, as we travel down this journey, we want people who know who you are. We want to be in the paths with people who are godly invested. Because we know that where two or three are gathered, there you are. We ask, Lord, wherever you would have us to go and whatever you would have us to do, Lord, we know that it is where you are. And we want to be exactly where you are. And whatever it takes, whatever we have to do, Lord, we want to be kept in your care. We want to be in your presence. And if you're not there, Lord, we don't want to be there either. But if you're there, Lord, we want to be in the midst. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus. Would you bless us, Heavenly Father, in a major way? Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to impact people through the Holy Spirit and your unction? And whatever it is, Lord, that you would have us to do, whatever your will is, we say on tonight, let it be done in the name of Jesus. We know that every knee is going to have to bow, and we know that every tongue is going to have to confess that you are Lord. Lord, we thank you for going to the cross for us, Lord. We thank you for taking the hits and the nails. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for resting and then rising again with all power. And Lord, if that's what life is about, so be it unto me. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give those who have lost faith more faith of a mustard seed? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, if there's anybody on here who's going through a storm, if there's anyone on here who has tears all in their eyes, and the closest they've ever been to you is through this ministry, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, what you see about them, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every storm that you prescribed. We thank you for the sunshine that you prescribed. And we thank you for the rain. We thank you for blessing us to be strong soldiers and continue to hold on to your faith. And Lord, we open up ourselves unto you and we say, so be it done, whatever you would have, we're satisfied. Then Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who will experience your blessings and your glory, and lest we not forget that because of you we have received, because of you we have been blessed, because of you there is healing, because of you there is power, because of you there are doors that are open, because of you there are things that are made right. And we thank you, Lord. We're open. We're available. We're flexible. And Lord, right now we command unto you, wherever you are, that's where we want to be. And wherever you're not, Lord, we don't want to be there either. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for dispatching godly people within our paths. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that everything we touch shall succeed, think of shall become manifested, everything that we write shall become plain, and a vision born. We ask that as we have breath in our body, that we continue to serve and praise you. We pray for those who are bereaved, those who have lost someone, those who have lost someone within the past 30 minutes. We ask, would you bless each child who is a victim of abuse, neglect? We ask, would you bless each family, Heavenly Father, who may not have? We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you touch right now? We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We thank you for the roads you've allowed us to travel. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the wisdom you've given and the knowledge and the understanding and the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this platform. We thank you for the people who are coming, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ministry that's going forth, that's being birthed, where it will be heard in various places, Lord. We break every strong yoke right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bring healing and power to those who are despondent. And we ask, will we continue to be encouragers and fountains rather than drains? Will we continue to do your holy and righteous will? And Lord, any way you bless us, We're satisfied. When we're open and available, Lord, we extend our hands and our heart unto you. And, Lord, we just say thank you in advance. And have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. And bless our hearts to love. Bless our minds to think right. And help us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that's on its way. We thank you for your coming. And we welcome you, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to talk to you guys for a little bit, because I have to encourage you, because I know that there is one person that I can feel who is on the line and going through a storm. We've all been through one. But I tell you what, when you pray unto God, and I've said this before, God hears. And the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when God hears, he comes to your rescue. But on tonight, I want you to do me a favor. And I want you to just tell God to have your way. And I want you to be satisfied with what God does. When you pray unto God and say, God, I want to walk in your will. God, I want to do your will. Then that's a strong message unto God. And so God begins to make the path straight. He begins to open doors, because we are no longer saying, Lord, I want to go to the right, to the left, to the front, to the back. You're saying, any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Amen. And Jesus likes a cheerful giver, but he also likes a cheerful follower of him. God says we are his disciples. We are the sheep in the pasture. He says, and the sheep stick together, and they follow the shepherd. They remain focused. Our pastor preached on this a couple of Sundays ago. Sheep remain focused. He says, you must remain focused. You can't worry about what you see, what you hear. What we need to focus on is the word of God and God's promises. And we have to get to that place, that good place, where you say, any way you bless me, Lord, I am satisfied. And once you get to that place, then you'll be satisfied in God. And you'll be thankful unto God. And God will begin to open doors that no man can close. And he will begin to make a way out of no way. But to make sure that our hearts are right. That our minds are made up. Because once you tell God, I'm available, then you start attracting godly things. And my prayer is this for each and every one of us. I told God, wherever we are in this good place, wherever we are, I want to be around people who love God as much as I do. Every person that I see on a daily basis, wherever it is, whether it's neighbors, whether it's work, whether it's wherever it is, I always want to have that person's best interest in mind, because I'm a Christian, because I love God, and that's how God is. And I pray to God, wherever that is, you know, wherever we walk, whether you're at a park, whether you're in your house, whether you're in your backyard, front yard, wherever you are, you always want to make sure that we show the same love that God showed unto us for all mankind, for all humans. And so I challenge you, starting tomorrow morning, it doesn't matter if the sun is shining, it doesn't matter if it's raining, it doesn't matter if it's windy. We are going to remember God at 3 p.m. We're going to be fountains, not drains. We're going to give God the praise and the glory, and we're going to say, Lord, I'm available unto you. Now, I'm going to tell you once again, when you say I'm available, God is going to begin to do things and open doors for you. But you got to tell God, I'm available. Then you pray, you say, Lord, this good place that Coach Love, Dr. Love, Alfreda Love is talking about, I want to be amongst people who have other people's best interests in mind, people who have God's best interests in mind. And a lot of people say, huh? Yeah, God's best interest. He talks about the disciples and he talks about Judas. Read about it. And so everywhere you go, you always want to take your fountain and you want to let God know, Lord, I'm available unto you. Ministers, I'm going to tell you like this. At least sometime this week, you're going to have the opportunity to encourage somebody. Do it. Don't let time or a task hinder you. Okay? I want you guys to remain encouraged and know that God will see you through. He's going to take care of you. But you have to trust and depend on God. We serve a true and mighty God. And I told God a long time ago, I said, Lord, wherever you are, I want to be there. Amen. Because I know that wherever God is, there is a blessing somewhere in that place. Amen. Amen. And so from here on out, we just going to enjoy life, and we're going to let God have his way, amen? And whatever God want to do in this season, we're going to let him do it. And we're going to be satisfied, amen? Amen. Before you go to sleep tonight, I want you to focus on God and tell God, if you're in a good place with him or if it's a little rocky for you. And I'm not talking about the world. It has nothing to do with what's going on in the world. Right now, if God was to come down from heaven and ask you, do you have a relationship with me? What would your answer be? If your answer is, I don't know, that means it's rocky. But if you can stand bold and say yes, I believe in Jesus, I believe in Allah, I believe in Jehovah, I believe in God, then you're in a good place. And so no matter what comes your way, God says you're rooted. You're in a good place. He says because the ground is fertile. He says you're rooted and grounded in some good soil. Yeah. But if you have to question your relationship with God, 9 times out of 10, it's pretty rocky. Amen? Amen. So think about that. I want to thank each and every one of you. We've added 30 more people. Thank each and every one of you for listening on tonight to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We're going to have our top 15 billboard on tomorrow, God's will. Oh, today is Thursday, isn't it? Well, yeah, we're still going to have our top 15 billboard gospel artists on Tomorrow God's Will later on that night. We have a long day on Tomorrow God's Will. We have a couple of meetings. We're working on a few board things, and we're getting ready to just do some exceedingly abundantly things. God's getting ready to bless and bringing on new horizons. And, you know, once again, the prayer is wherever God is, that's where we want to be. You know, if God is outside, we want to be outside. Praise the Lord. If God is inside, we want to be inside. We want to be with God. Amen. Team God. Praise the Lord. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift and empower your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, you can go to alfredaloveshow.com, alfredaloveshow.com, and click on that. And when you click on that, you will be right in the studio. Or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on that, and you will be right in the studio. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, as my computer is going off, in addition to that, make sure that gospel artists, writers, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Part of this particular ministry is that we empower and uplift individuals. You will never hear anything negative about anyone. We try to empower and uplift. So we highlight great things that individuals are doing. If you're writing a book, if you're making a song, if you're running for a different office, whatever you're doing, we try our best to highlight those particular things that are positive so that people will know, hey, there are some positive things going on in this dark and dismal world. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, I want you guys to continue to just trust in God and believe in God. Be sure to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them all together. Then pray for them one by one, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Also, be very specific when you pray for your family members. And don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. If you see something going on with people in the news, like there's a missing teenager out there, then pray for that teenager, you know, or there's a baby who passed away for whatever reason. Pray for that baby and that baby's family, or someone went through a traumatic experience. Pray for them. Okay, that's part of the mission, is to pray for individuals. Or if somebody went through a storm and they come out of the storm, that's not our job to worry and wonder about what's going on, but we should be praying for them. Amen, because it could very well be us. Amen. So let us continue to pray one for another. That's one of the things that we really want to do, is we pride ourselves on praying for other individuals and just being uplifting and empowering towards each and every person that we meet. Amen. Amen. Remember that we're going to be fountains rather than drains. Remember Jesus, Jehovah, Allah, El Shaddai. Remember Jesus at 3 p.m. We're thanking him in advance, because God is going to do some great things. Amen. And we're surrendering unto God and saying, Lord, I'm available. I'm open. I'm flexible. Whatever you want to do, any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. You got to get to that point in your life where you just give your life over to Christ and say, just use this life however you would like. And sometimes you're like, whoa, but God is always, always, when you're in the will of God, you're going to be fine. Amen? Amen. So we're at a place at this particular time where we're satisfied. Amen. And any way you bless us, we're what? Satisfied. That's the key word. Amen. Praise God. Now, I want you to know there is only one Jesus Christ. There is only one God. Amen. One is very, it's going to be significant. You'll understand it a little bit later. But I want you to continue to trust in God. Do not lose your faith. Trust in God with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what it sounds like. It don't matter what they said. You focus on what God said, and you keep on with the promise, and you say, I'm in a good place with God, and you move forward. Amen? Amen. And he shall lead and direct thy paths. Amen? So I want you guys to keep trusting in God. Keep believing in the power of God. And by all means, keep giving 260 to 300%. All right? Okay. In addition to that, check out the website, AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. And we definitely continue to say on this StellarGospelMusic.com that we need to change the dates. And we are. But we're also having some technological difficulties, so we're trying to figure that out with that particular website. But we are going to have them updated probably this weekend, because we have some things that we need to speak about, and we have some conferences that we have to attend, and we want to make sure that the website is up. In addition to that, I mean, just enjoy life, you know. Look towards the hills. Look towards God and know that God is our creator. Amen. And listen to God and do his perfect, perfect will. I really enjoy and appreciate each and every one of you for coming out, listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We're in the process of really expanding this network. We're in the process and we're on the move for God. And as I said before, and I continue to say it, get in a good place with God. Once you're in that good place with God, remain there. You have to tell God, God, wherever you are, I want to be. That's where I want to be. And if you're not, then I don't want to be either. You know? And so wherever God is, whatever the will of God is, we accept it. Amen? Amen. All right. So I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Love. We're going to have to wait right quick for the music because my computer just went off. Let's see if we can get it. This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's try it again. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lit you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is y'all, Dr. Alvita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alvita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.